This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Would you want your buddy to tell you if you had nose hair? 94% of voters right now saying yes. Mark Caboli joins us now. He's brought to you by Bet365. He was just regaling us a story about his son who made his first ever tackle in a flag football game, which means he just grabbed the flag, which, with all due respect to you and your son, that can't be that hard. You just have to grab something and pull very delicately, and it comes right off. It's Velcro, I believe.
They're like a...
Unless, of course, he actually tackled a kid, which wouldn't that be a personal foul?
Well, you know what? They got hosed the other day. It was 30-26, and they literally got called for 4 penalties to end the game of protecting the flag or something, and the time ran out. Have you ever seen 4 flags called in a row when the ball's on like the 8-yard line to end the game?
Uh-uh.
What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Were they protecting the flag?
I don't even know the rules of flag football.
Sometimes it is harder to grab the flag than actual tackling.
Oh, get out of here.
A little bit.
For you, maybe. You're like a bucko 4 wet.
Yeah.
Oh, some burly people. You know, sometimes you don't want to run that far.
All right, that's a pretty good point. Yeah. If you're a big, strong dude, but you can't move that fast, it would be easier just to bring someone down instead of grab that flag.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those highlights because flag football is going to be part of the Olympics. And some of those dudes, they got the wiggle, man.
Yeah, they can move.
Well, let me
stop and start ability. Oh, yeah.
The termite division of first and second graders do not have that wiggle.
Then why is your son only now getting his first tackle? Coach him up.
Because he's a
hand clasping like a crab. Work on that.
He's more like Casey Hampton than George Pickens right now.
Very good. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You went viral on Friday, Caboli.
Did I? What did I do?
You said Art Rooney II's going to wind up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Why not? First of all, he got a big head start with that last name, right?
Sure. I think you're probably right about that, but why? Why does he deserve to be in?
Well, it's a legacy honor, I think, first of all. You look at the owners that have been in the Hall of Fame. I mean, would Pat Bowlen ever do, if you want to put it that way? There's a couple other guys. I mean, I think Art has contributed to the game a lot behind the scenes. We just look at it as what has he done since he's taken over the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's the case. I think he's helped the league out a lot. I mentioned the other day he has, I don't know if he was the guy in the forefront of it, but he really did have a lot to do with the social media and the new age era of the NFL going that way. First one you would know, I mean, the SNR radio. I mean, he pushed that hard. So that
great. That doesn't lead to any wins.
Well, I'm not talking about, we're talking about two different things here. We're talking about contributor to the league, or are we talking about Steelers owner?
That's,
he was owner, maybe, you know, it's the resume is not as stacked as his old man.
You ready for this, Doran? Here it comes. Let's put Caboli in the jackpot. You think he's a good owner?
Who?
Art.
You sound like somebody else who hosts a radio show from 2 to 6.
Well, I mean, it's...
Hey, so-and-so stinks now, doesn't he?
Well, I don't necessarily need to tweet this out. We could do this just on the air here, but, I mean, you say the guy's going to the Hall of Fame. You think he's a good owner?
I mean, I think he's a good owner. Yeah. I mean, I don't think if you compare him to some of the, you know, David Tepper, right. I mean, what are we comparing him to now?
Right.
Who is a good owner?
Well, good being the term.
Jerry Jones.
He's contributed a ton to the league, and he's in the
Hall of Fame. Yeah.
He is in
the
Hall of Fame.
Oh, he is in the Hall of Fame. Okay.
Art will be in the Hall.
Yeah. I think so.
I have no doubt that he'll be in the Hall.
But I think you have to distinguish a little bit between Steelers and league stuff.
But then I ask you what he's done for the league, and you give me a local radio station.
No, I think he had a lot to do with expanding the league overseas, too. Maybe not exclusively, but he's in there. And he's, I mean, when they look for something to run past of should we do this or not, they go to Art. Art's one of the, you know, founding fathers, so to speak, or at least the voice of what they need to hear from before they pass rules and stuff like that. He still has a big voice in the say. And I think people are saying, okay, they have not won the Super Bowl. He doesn't deserve it. That's not the point. The point is what he means to the league.
He has a lot of respect.
Yes.
A lot of respect around the NFL.
The Shield.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
I mean, he's the one that I do believe, I don't know if it was him or Dan, really pushed Roger Goodell to be the commissioner. And say what you want about Roger Goodell, this league has grown crazily in the past 10 or 15 years.
That's a guy who's going to be in the Hall as well, is Roger Goodell.
Cash, too.
Mm-hmm. What's he making, $48 million a season or something like that?
It was 44.
My God, I'd do it for $80K, Doran.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Roger Goodell. That's an insane amount of money. But he would deserve it because he's making the league an insane amount of money.
I mean, look at all the, you know, the Prime networks, all the streaming services that they've brought on to add extra revenue. Look where the salary cap has gone in the past 10 or years. And for the most part, it trickles down to players. I mean, for the most part, the top guys are just getting more money, which is, you know, there's still things that need to be done. I mean, in the league-wise, I would love to see more, you know, guaranteed insurance past, 5 years or something like that. They need to work on that stuff. I don't know if that's NFLPA or more owners, but when the league makes more money, the players make more money, and that's all it's about, really, right?
They'll be able to get something in this next set of negotiations because it's going to span to 18 games.
But they have to give up something. What are they giving up?
They're giving up their bodies for an extra game. I'm guessing they'll ask for something in return.
Like?
I don't know. I'm not a player.
You're saying, what is the NFL?
What's the players? We're going to 18 games. The players, okay, what do we get now?
Right.
What would you want?
Guaranteed contracts?
I think you're going up the wrong.
Right. But, I mean, this has a lot to do with me personally, too. Like, I mean, they don't think about, like, it's not on the forefront for former players.
Yeah.
And what I would want is the health care, like you said.
Yeah, it's huge. But do you think current players
care? No, they don't. Not at all. Yeah. Until they're out. I didn't care.
Yeah.
Didn't care. I was like, I'll wait. Yeah, who cares? Oh, that's way down the road. Now I'm here. I'm like, oh, my God, I should have cared.
Right now I'm in my mid-30s and everything hurts.
Right.
And I would like the health care, which absolutely should be provided.
Yeah.
Absolutely should. I mean, it's entertainment, and there's a lot of guys that get paid a lot of money. And relative to normal Joes, everyone gets paid a lot of money. But you're also putting your body on the line. And people don't have empathy for football players. They don't. You obviously do, because you were one. And people like Mark and myself have been around enough for you guys to know that, you have a short window to make good on the thing you're best at in this world. And you put your body through it to make good on that. And on the back end, you should be taken care of. I absolutely agree with that.
You would like to see some of the older people that paved the way get something out of it, too. But I don't even know how you would even approach that.
I just want my pension now. Like, I'm retired. I don't get it until I'm 55. Like, I want it now. Hmm. Like, what am I going to,
what's that word again? Pension? I don't understand what that means, right?
Well,
you don't have one over at
come
McAfee?
Come on.
I want it now.
There's no such thing as pensions anymore.
You don't got a 401k with McAfee?
No, I don't have. You know, I'm an independent contractor.
Mm-hmm. Text is brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We were talking about it earlier. Bleacher Report had the Steelers with the worst offseason of all the AFC North teams. Do you agree with that?
I haven't really dove into the Cleveland Browns offseason, but I would have to imagine just their quarterback situation would leave them a notch below the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I think depending on who you ask, you might get split answers on that, Mark. Who's had a weirder quarterback offseason? the Steelers or the Browns. I mean, the Browns is weird. There's no doubt. They took two quarterbacks in this draft, one of whom was thought to maybe be a first-round pick. The other one was thought to be a late-round pick, winds up going in the third round. And they also bring in Kenny Pickett, Joe Dam Flacco. Meanwhile, the Steelers have Mason Rudolph right now penciled in.
Yeah, let me ask you a question right now, both of you. If you're the Cleveland Browns, would you rather have Mason Rudolph or those four guys that you currently have under roster?
Those four guys.
Really?
Probably.
You take the Shador, the Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, roll the ball out, see who's the best one.
I can't be the guy who says that I loved Shador more than anybody not named Mel Kiper the last few weeks of that draft prep and then say I'd rather have Mason. So I guess I got to go with Cleveland on that.
If Cleveland wanted Mason, they could have had Mason.
What did Cincinnati do in the offseason was so spectacular?
Higgins.
They did keep Higgins, which keeps the quarterback happy, which might be good enough to boost them above the Steelers, regardless of what else they might have done.
I mean,
they could lose Trey Hendrickson, yeah, and still you kept the quarterback happy, and I think they were teetering on not. So that alone, I think, puts them over the Steelers.
I actually think the Steelers had a pretty good offseason. I mean, quarterback pending here. And but that's huge. That's huge.
And that is the crux of the whole thing. Any of these national outlets, when they start talking about the offseason the Steelers have, they begin and end with, okay, it's not Darius Slay. Oh, like they had a nice draft. No, no, no. No one gives a rat's ass about that. When Mason Rudolph right now, you go to ourlads.com, he is your starting quarterback. And I understand that. Like, they don't have anything set in stone with Aaron Rodgers. They seem to believe that he's going to be the starting quarterback. He hasn't made enough time for them, and yet he's off gallivanting, drinking mint juleps at the Kentucky Derby with a ring on his finger.
Maybe he's on his way to Pittsburgh, stopped off in Kentucky.
Yeah, that's what people say. The fastest way to get to Pittsburgh is to stop for 24 hours in Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't understand that Kentucky Derby at all.
It's not your cup of tea?
Man.
Have you ever watched a Kentucky Derby?
The problem, sometimes if I get lucky, I'll turn it on, when 8 minutes until the race time. I mean, how do you do a 30-minute race, lead up to this show, or 30-minute, like 5-hour lead up to this thing?
So the thing that always happens to me with the Kentucky Derby is every year I have to Google when the actual race is.
Same.
Every time.
Same.
Is it like 7 o'clock or something?
6:57.
I just remember a couple years ago who was. I mean, obviously, I forget the name of the horse. The one that came from, 19th place in the last stretch and, weaving in and out.
Yeah.
It was a spectacular performance by this horse. And 2 years later, you can't even remember his name.
You know, what's the prize? What is the jockey in?
A lot of money.
How much? Do we know? Anybody know?
I didn't watch it. I was at the Pirate game watching that bleep show.
You were at the Pirate game?
Yeah, Saturday.
I hope there was a giveaway.
There was Andy Warhol shirts. They were sick. The shirt's great. I should have worn it today. I'll wear it tomorrow. They're awesome shirts. Handed to the first 20,000 people that went through the turnstiles.
What did they do with the other 18,000?
I was just going to say there were 3,000 shirts not handed out. You could probably still pick one up, Kaboli. Yeah, the Kentucky Derby never really did it for me. I mean, gambling's gambling. I get more rush gambling on a game 7 in the NHL or in the NBA.
It seems like more of a status.
Yeah, I mean, you can watch, the lead up with, teams and players, and you're like, oh, this guy's going to go off tonight. I'm going to put some money on him to go over 30 points. Luka Doncic, he's been averaging 29. I'm going to put money on him to go over 30. Yeah, okay, but I don't know about no damn journalism horse.
Me neither.
I haven't seen him run earlier in the year. I'm just hearing of him now. What's he been doing?
The tiebreaker for me is this, Dorian. When Steph Curry is warming up and taking half-court shots and just chucking up three after three, he knows what's at stake that night. That horse has no idea if it's going to be steak that night. It has no idea what's going on.
Right.
Oh, what are all these people doing here? I better run fast because this jackass is sitting on top of me whacking me with a whip.
I can see
$3.1 million bucks, by the way.
I can see Crowley going to the Kentucky Derby, everybody wearing these fancy hats, and he'd be wearing that old West Virginia.
Look at his face.
Oh, I think I saw a nose hair there.
They're saying it's an 80-10-10 split, owner, trainer, jockey.
And the owners are already probably a billionaire.
80-10-10, yeah, they have to be a billionaire, right?
Yeah, of course. But you can't even interview the horse after the game, after the race.
Sure you can.
Like, what'd you think about that turn?
I've interviewed players that probably have less to say than the horse over my career.
It is 9:15. Time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Coming up next. All right, since the Steelers had such a wonderful offseason, according to Caboli, let's go position by position.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, we'll get to the football in a second. Mark Caboli with us from 9 o'clock until 10. He says, forget about this 100 men against a gorilla. I'll raise you one. 100 men v. a hippo. Or was it a rhino?
Hippo.
Oh.
Hippos are mean.
Although a rhino might have a slight edge because of the unfair advantage of a weapon, a built-in weapon.
I mean, that hippos.
They're like 4 tons.
They can weigh up to 9,920 pounds.
Jeez. They're fast.
They can grow up to be 16 and a half feet long and 5.5 feet tall at the shoulder.
How fast can they run? 22, 23? They can swim faster than that. And they're aggressive.
They can get to 19 miles an hour.
Running? How about swimming? It's even crazy.
Well, we ain't swimming.
Well, what I'm saying is,
we need to have some advantage.
Even because it's a large body thing, doesn't mean it is not very deadly.
Well, I think the bigger the worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the bigger it is, the more deadly I'd think it would be.
Right. They crunch those watermelons like you eat sunflower seeds.
Yep. They sure do.
I'm taking a hippo over basically
everything. I would take a hippo over 100 men, but I think I'd have a better shot. We'd have a better shot collectively against a hippo than a gorilla.
Hippo or gorilla?
Oh, a hippo would demolish a gorilla.
I think we'd have a better shot against the hippo, though, because you could distract it and you get people underneath and just punch up at it right in the groin.
And it
just
sits.
Over and over and over. And just when it sits and it crushes my skull, that's when you guys pounce.
To do what?
Take it out.
Oh.
It's still smarting from being punched dozens of times in the Johnson by me.
I mean, I think you go for the eyes.
And then you go for the eyes.
Of any animal. Like, if you're fighting an animal, you got to go for the eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
First.
I think so. Unless it's a shark, you're supposed to punch it in the nose. Which I've always found weird because you can't get a lot of punching power under the water.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense. And you're gonna punch where its mouth is at?
Okay. Shark's coming after you. Hold on. Let me punch it in the nose. No, you're getting the heck out of Dodge there, buddy.
No, you're not.
You're gonna punch. You're gonna say, oh, wait, let me think.
They're gonna open its mouth and bite my arm off.
Yeah, you're gonna.
If you see a shark coming, okay, I'm just gonna wait. I'm gonna punch it in the nose.
You're not supposed to move, really. You don't want to cause like a reaction.
I'm just taking the L. If I'm ever in a position where I'm going head-to-head with a shark, I I will be meeting my maker. There's nothing
knows?
I can do.
Maybe the shark doesn't like to eat people with
hair. Yeah, true. They don't like the taste of people, especially people with nose hairs and bushy eyebrows.
We don't do a lot of shtick stuff around here. We just are who we are on and off the air. But I did ask Doran during the break. I said, you didn't really notice my nose hair, did you? And he said, yes, I did. A long time ago. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Caboli thinks the Steelers have had a good offseason, so let's put that to the test here. By the way, I did the worst headline in the history of 93.7 The Fan. Have been marble mouthed all day today. Andrew Heaney gets hung with the loss. They were shut out for the sixth time on the season. Oh, man. Andrew Heaney gets hung with the loss. They were shut out for the sixth time on the season. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, Caboli.
You have to bleep that out.
Are they better at quarterback than they were last year?
Currently?
Yep.
I'd say no.
Of course not.
Okay, that's it. Now, I think it's to be determined. Within a week or so, maybe that changes.
Let's say they have Kirk Cousins and not Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Are they in a better spot than last year?
I would still take Russell Wilson over Kirk Cousins.
Are they in that much better spot this year than they were last year if Aaron Rodgers signs?
Yeah. I think so.
First string and second string?
Yeah, I think overall, yeah, absolutely. I think they are. I mean, at least you got some veterans there. I mean, have been there, done that. I know Mason's only done it on a short.
Who's a better quarterback, Justin Fields or Mason Rudolph?
I think Mason.
Man.
Justin, we saw what he can do throwing the ball.
He had a quarterback rating over 90 in each of his starts. Okay. For what that's worth, there are other statistics that might be more important, but I'm just throwing that out there.
I also know he fumbled the ball 5 times and he got lucky to recover. Man. No, there was about 3 or 4.
What did Mason do this year?
For the absolute worst team in the NFL, the number one overall pick.
You're supposed to elevate Caboli. He didn't do a lot of
elevating. You can only elevate we saw that last year. You can only elevate so much. You know, when you got Najee Harris, you know, running into the back of a offensive lineman and you have your number two receiver being Van Jefferson, there's only so much you can do.
Okay, but you just told me that the Titans had the worst situation in the NFL.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do if you're Mason Rudolph and the Titans. He only played 4 games. He didn't play that many.
He had 9 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 80.
I don't even know anybody Fields on the roster.
In six games.
I mean, he had 10 touchdowns and 1 interception, if you include the rushing touchdowns.
What about turnover-worthy plays?
I don't know, Mr. PFF. You tell me.
I'm just saying, I think stats can lie sometimes. I think he did fumble the ball a lot. I thought there was, at least off the top of my head, 3 or 4 picks that were dropped or should have been intercepted. So I think he played better than we all thought, but I don't think
Why did he wind up making $20 million a season when Mason
Rudolph is chump change.
When Mason Rudolph's making 4 a year. Well, if he's such a better quarterback.
Has this untapped potential, you know, possibly. You're still enamored with Justin Fields, what he might be able to turn into. I think we pretty much saw Mason's ceiling, which is not bad if you just take those last 3 games of 2023. I think the potential of turning into something got Justin Fields paid, but I bet you he could be a one and done in New York, wouldn't he?
Or he could be their franchise quarterback.
Yes. That's why.
Mason Rudolph is not going to be the franchise quarterback.
The Steelers' best way they should have won about the offseason, if he would come here, would have been Justin Fields. Take that swing. If it's 2 for 40 in New York?
Yep.
But you can't force a guy to come here if he doesn't want to come here. So that would have been their – I think that was their plan, but I think Justin had other plans. Obviously.
Are they better at wide receiver?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Not even close.
Not even close.
Your number 2 wide receiver is George Pickens or DK Metcalf, depending on how you want to look at it. Last year it was Van Jefferson.
Are they better at offensive line this year?
I think so. I think Fatanu's going to be a guy that's a difference maker. I mean, just from a little bit you saw last year and just how he went about his business and how he just acts and how he talks. I am really sold on the guy of jumping in there at right tackle and being very, very good. I think McCormick got a little bit tired near the end, plus he got hurt. I think he's a guy that has that mentality that he's just going to get better. He come from South Dakota, man. There was only a certain level of competition there. I think Frazier's obviously unbelievable.
The way he said that was hilarious. He come from South Dakota, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like
3,000 people in that whole state.
Roger Jones.
Who?
Broderick?
That's the linchpin. Is that what they call it? Whatever happens there, he can make things go or he can make it look really, really bad. I think you just look at the offensive line and look at Broderick Jones and how his season turns out. Might be how the Steelers season turns out. Because I don't think you have much other option. I mean, I guess you got Calvin Anderson or Spencer Anderson. And there's not much there.
There is really no reason to believe that Broderick Jones is a sure thing at left tackle or could even be better than Dan Moore Jr. Doesn't mean they didn't do the right thing. Of course they did. They should have been playing Broderick Jones at left tackle this whole time. All right, we'll keep doing this exercise. Where are they better? Where are they worse? With Mark Caboli.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Mark Caboli, as he does every Monday, joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. And we're going position by position to determine whether or not the Steelers are better this year than last. Quarterback, the answer is no right now. And we're hoping it's just for right now. So we're going around the depth chart and looking at the other positions. They just spent a ton of draft resources, too, in fact, on the defensive line. You got Derek Harmon, Keanu Benton, Cam Hayward as your starting defensive line. You bring in Y.A. Black. Is that better than what they had last season with Larry Ogan, Joe B., and Montravius Adams?
I don't think it's better yet, but it has the potential to be better really quickly. I mean, Ogunjobi took a lot of snaps up. He didn't make a lot of plays. Benton didn't play up to his capability. And you throw Black in there, you throw Harmon in there, you throw Benton having that season. So I think you have a position trending upwards. This is all based off of if Cam can even come close to what he did last year.
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I mean, he was outstanding last year. Arguably their best defensive player.
Yeah.
With the way that Watt finished up.
I don't think that Cam's going to have that as many snaps as last year, though, with all these guys now, though, which would, in my mind, in theory, he can replicate what he did last year because his snap counts will be down.
Yeah, I'm not betting against Cam.
No.
You said it was a bad idea to extend him last year, Mark, and now you flip-flopped.
Don't be giving me that. I was the only one on the Cam bandwagon. Maybe some other shows on this station wanted to dump him so quick. You got to pay the guy.
No, we were pro Hayward.
Yes.
Because all the issues you had last year at the end of the season, you would have compounded them significantly so had he not been there. I guess he would have been there either way. But you would not be looking for his replacement right now while he's on the roster. You would just have been looking for his replacement. Yep. You would have had to pay some guy in free agency probably more money than you would have paid Cam Hayward anyhow. So it all makes sense. I agree with your assessment and yours as well, Dorn. I think that's an understated part of this. Like, you can have Derek Harmon learn from Cam, but also take some of the snaps.
Yeah.
Less might be more with Cam Hayward the older he gets.
Don't underestimate a young guy being brought in, and the old guy wants to show the new guy, hey, I still got it. He that's how he's wired, Cam.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Like, yeah. If you can get to that point, fine. That's a great position to be in, but if not, then you can kind of take away some of the snaps that Cam would have to have on his plate and give it to somebody else, and Cam would be fresher.
Yeah, I think Benton needs to step up. He needs to make that year two jump.
They still want him to play nose, Mark.
I think it's just going to be the what they have available. See how it plays out. Is Harmon going to be able to play? If Harmon's out there and he's like, oh, man, he's a sure bet, 80 snaps a game or 80% of the snaps per game, you're going to find other places for Benton.
Yeah. I think
it all depends on how
they rotate.
Yeah. I mean, when they were their best off defensive line under the John Mitchell era, they would throw 6-7 guys and just bring them in fresh. I mean, they do it in Philly.
Yeah.
Just fresh.
Bang, 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 bang.
That's one position you can really be a difference maker with fresh, talented guys.
The offensive line doesn't sub, but you can. It's an advantage if you've got the bodies. I don't know that they have enough yet. I mean, Loudermilk, Leal, Logan Lee. I mean, it's put up or shut up time for those guys. And they're rotational pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But those guys need to be better. Cannon Benton's got to be better. I thought he was really good as a rookie. I thought he took a step backward last season. I thought the same was true for Joey Porter Jr. If we flip over to corners here. Like, I will, and you and I are high on this guy, Doran. Darius Slay is a better player, without question, than Dante Jackson. And Dante Jackson led the team in interceptions. I get that, and he had the back injury late. I don't think they could play the way they wanted to play with that guy. He's not a man coverage corner.
No.
Darius Slay is. And while he's a stopgap, I like that room better than what it was last year.
Yeah, why do you think they got rid of Grady? I mean, you just don't get rid of your cornerback's coach or your secondary coach if your number one CB1 likes him. I'm just using 1 + 1 = 2 here, right?
Mm-hmm.
They obviously saw something that he was not getting through to or wasn't working with Joey Porter Jr., which I think is talented as can be.
Sure.
He just needs, he's another one. If you can put all of this together, like all this stuff on there, I mean, they have a legitimate shot. If everything works together, I mean, from the quarterbacks to the offense, the Broderick Jones to, you know, Harmon to Porter and Slay, if everything comes together, which it won't, I mean, that's a lot to ask. And I think they have a good shot.
If there's anything that I'm more, like, the most interested in coming together, if you look at my position, like what you're saying, Mark, it's really Broderick Jones. Like, I am very fascinated to see if the transition to left tackle, which is his most familiar position, if that is going to work out. Like, and if it does, then I think this offensive line has taken a huge step.
Yeah, he needs to. I mean, he has to. He played well, his rookie year, his second half? I guess he only played. He needs to be that guy. I mean, he has all the athletic ability. I just don't know. Everybody you talk to is just like, well, we got to get him more focused. I mean, how do you get a guy who's focused who has trouble focusing, right? I mean, these are not my words. These are like on the record terms from the offensive line coach. So if you get his mind straight, he's very athletic, very talented, has the size. To me, it sounds like if you get things working between the years, this guy's, you know, a potential Pro Bowler. But that's not an easy thing to do sometimes.
They want to run more zone stuff this year. That's obvious with the drafting of Caleb Johnson. That's what he did. And that's really what Arthur Smith has done in his career. I think that's going to help these guys. Young, athletic offensive linemen with a ton of potential, get them on the move. I think that'll be good for them. And if it is Rodgers at quarterback, I mean, you get the ball out quick. You're going to have to. And while Dan Moore Jr. wasn't good last year, I think he would have benefited a little bit more from quarterbacks who didn't hold on to the ball so long. One other spot, I mean, I say corner. I mean, Beanie Bishop's still penciled in as your nickel. I don't know about all that.
Is that Brandon Echols?
Yeah, you got Brandon Echols from the Jets.
Yeah, I don't know what else you do.
Dante
there.
Kent, who they got in the seventh round. I mean, I don't know how much of a shot for he'll a position, get, but they gave a UFDA a shot last year.
Well, for a position that they view as a starter, they didn't put much capital in it, right? Although they must think Echols is a guy that can jump in. I don't know. Unless they have some different sort of scheme, which I doubt, of using Peyton Wilson or something. So I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see, but history says that's not going to be the case.
I had somebody in the know, Dan Ayer, tell me that they didn't blitz last year as much as they wanted to because of Dante Jackson. They just didn't feel like they could leave him on an island because he's the soft spot and you'll just get the ball out quick and you'll get burned for it. So I would hope we'd see a little bit more of that. I mean, the Steelers were very predictable defensively last year. We'll see if that's the case. I mean, if Darius Slay's the guy who can lock it down just for a year and they blitz more, then there you go. But they often lie at this time of the year.
I'm going to say, is this the same guy that texted you about Sully?
We were right about that. When are you going to be right about ooh, Rodgers, Caboli?
About 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
You think 7 to 10 days from now. Okay.
All right.
I'm saying before minicamp.
I'm tweeting it out. Well, Mark Caboli is saying.
I'm not very good at
that. It's at the end of OTAs all the time.
Well, OTAs, so. But
7 to 10 days is not
June
OTAs.
June 10th, between May 25th and June 10th. I think that's. Did you type in that?
I am.
Or are you doing one of those pony things?
I'm doing a pony thing.
Most important.
Are we talking business days or are we talking just days in general? Days on a calendar.
Days on the calendar.
Rodgers will arrive in 7 to 10 business days. There you have it.
Don't be putting according to a source because my source is my head.
I tweeted out Mark Caboli thinks Aaron Rodgers will sign in the next 7 to 10 days.
All right. Yes. No, maybe not 7 to 10. I said June 10th.
You said 7 to 10 days
first.
Yeah,
then I changed it to before minicamp.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was typing the tweet.
So you think that he will have a Pittsburgh Steeler helmet on at minicamp?
And maybe they sent it on. Maybe they already sent him the helmet. Now, doesn't he wear that really old helmet that's barely even legal in the NFL anymore?
It's not, yeah.
I mean, so he probably has his own
helmet. It's a newer,
old
one. Yeah.
So, yes, I think he'll be here for minicamp. Okay. Yes.
All right.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Caboli during the break.
Oh, no. You better be careful here.
Didn't AB say he was hooking up with Ben Roethlisberger's girlfriend? And we replied, no, he said sister. And Caboli goes, oh, is that Pro Bowl?
Was that Pro Bowl? I said, hey, B, you got a second? He looked at me and goes, yeah, what's up, Mark? And I'm like, hey, and then he walked away. I looked around. I was like, what's going on here? Yeah, that's AB.
I would like to make sure everyone knows that just because I said that, it was only to get to the Mark Caboli thing and not because we're putting any stock in what Antonio Brown is putting out there.
Yeah, none.
AB was wild
on the Twitter right now. So was Pony on Saturday night. I was worried about Pony. He tweeted out, the only thing you can't get back is time. Remember that. And then he said, spend more time thinking about the things you have, less time thinking about the things you don't. You'll be much happier. Both of those things, sage wisdom, but it also made me think something terribly wrong happened. So I texted him and said, are you okay? And he said, I'm doing great. So I think he was just high.
Probably.
Or me, I like to, you know, when I'm watching a movie, I'm like, that's a good quote. I'll just tweet it.
They'll just tweet out the quote.
Very, very. I mean, I just did that recently.
You always do that.
Is that what you did with the weeds? Was that from a movie?
What weeds?
You're afraid of you're afraid of landscapers? Was
no,
that from
I am
a movie?
Afraid. No, I am afraid of landscapers.
How does one become afraid
I'm
of landscapers?
I'm afraid that they're going. I have a phobia of getting ripped off. So maybe that would be a better way.
Well, you're not getting a 401k right now, so.
Well, if I'm going to get a landscaper and they're going to come put a couple bushes and it charge me like $6,000, that's what I worry about. That's why I fear them.
Then don't use them.
I know. But then I have to do it myself. Oh, the deer ate all my foliage. I have nothing left.
Say that word again.
Foliage. It's just like sticks sticking up everywhere.
Second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place on June 5th and 6th. Coboli will be there. This year's broadcast will take place at Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. You can donate now at 937thefan.com to help support local volunteer fire departments in our area. Brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, True Fan Travel, People's Natural Gas, and Lewis Anthony Jewelers. Why do the deer only go after the stuff you don't want them to eat? Why don't they eat the weeds?
They're smart.
Oh.
Weeds don't taste good.
All right.
I guess my bushes do.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.